Jason. We are very excited about having one of the outstanding three sports stars out of Sharon High School, basketball, football, and baseball, Jim Clark joining us. And, Jim, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's got to be a kind of a whirlwind weekend for you right now.
It's crazy for sure. I'll tell you, when I called and said I was going to be inducted, I was really, really surprised. And I was like, is this a prank call? Or? But it's a tremendous honor. And, you know, last night's festivities were outstanding. It's first class. It really is. And, you know, you people keep coming up to you and say, what a great honor, great honor. You don't feel like it, but, you know, the number of people and how long this Hall of Fame's been around, it's pretty cool.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. And,
thank you.
You know, as we were going through your bio just a few minutes ago, three sports of three letters, something that just doesn't happen every day, and it's not really happening now, where you've got so many people doing so many things. You're one of those pioneers of multi-sports in a time where we're becoming more specialized in sports. You did the three sports, so all year you played sports and were playing at a high level.
Yeah, well, my father wouldn't let me do it any other way, to be honest with you. You know, he said, whatever sport you were in, that's the sport you play. And he would tell all the coaches that as well. He'd say, look, you know, when it's basketball, he'll give you all basketball. But summertime, you know, they want you to play basketball and baseball, and they want you to live for football. And he said, well, he's going to do that, but you also got to understand he's in the sport that he's in now is the one he'll focus on. You're exactly right. Nowadays, it's so specialized. You know, they want, you know, my son's a freshman at Central Dauphin High School, and they want him all year round. You know, and he plays baseball and football. Baseball tryouts are coming up, and the football coach is like, well, you know, you can't lift anymore. He goes, yeah, I can. He goes, no, a baseball coach won't allow you.
Wow. So they play it off each other. We've heard all those stories.
Yeah,
and our kids got to go through some of those things too. But amazing you were able to do it. And I think that's impressive is you did all of those at a very high level, though. Not just I was on three teams. That's my career. Your career is, like, amazing at all three sports.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, hard work. But, you know, I played with a lot of really, really talented people that, you know, helped as well. You know, my best friend through all three high schools, Mike Archie. It's well documented how well he did in Mercer County. And to be honest with you, it probably won't be long before he's sitting in front of this microphone. Well deserved. I don't know. I never felt like I was, you know, I always felt like I was just the guy not to make the mistakes or just the guy to kind of lead the team. And I think that was probably my best quality at Sharon, was more of the leader than just the stalwart, if you will. Mm-hmm. That was always, you know, like his thing or whatever. But I don't know. I just never felt like, especially when they called and said you're being inducted, I was like, really? You got the right person? You know, because I never, you know, when you talk about some of the people I played against, like, you know, Brock General, which was a year, you know, in front of me, you know, Jason Leonard's, you know, when you compare, like, me to them and with, you know, when they played their individual sports, Ricky Ladovich, for example, you know, I never felt that I was at that level of, you know, at their level, to be honest with you, you know. But I guess, you know, I did it over three sports, so maybe they weren't at my level when it came across all three.
Mm-hmm. What was your, as you go back to your high school career, you got to play for Jim Wildman.
Yes.
So what was that experience like?
Well, it was tradition, right? I mean, Coach always preached, you know, put another paw, your paw on that wall. And that's kind of how they built up great coaching staff. I mean, I think half of the Hall of Fame were Sharon coaches at one time, to be honest with you. You know, Coach Wildman just, you know, put people in the right position, push people to make them better, and just really preach teamwork and, you know, leave your mark on the Sharon program. You know, and when you build tradition, kids want to carry it on. You know, you look at Kennedy basketball from the 80s and, you know, 90s and, you know, it's the 2000s, now they're in the 2010s, and they're still winning. Mm-hmm. Farrell basketball. You know, I grew up watching Farrell basketball. You know, it was like that was the thing to do. You know, you wanted to watch great competition and programs like that, and with Jim and Coach Wildman built within the Sharon football program, same way.
Now, you played back in a time when the state tournament was just beginning, so you guys never really got an opportunity to play for after a district playoff game. That had to be a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, it was, I think, in 87 or 88 when they started the state tournament. When 1988, when we had the team, when we lost to Erie Prep in the district finals, even if we'd have won, we had no chance of playing in a state tournament. I think they end up playing, Al Quip end up playing Bradford or some team out there, and they played them at Sharon. They beat them like 66-7 or something crazy, you know. But it was all based off that crazy point system. So it was hard because, you know, district winning a district was really your state championship, if, you know, at that time. You know, WPLs were always, you know, they always, I guess, pride themselves on being the best. But yeah, it was hard to not being able to compete further, knowing that, you know, your season, no matter how you ended your season, that was as far as you're going to go unless you had enough points. And that's the year Hickory won it my senior year. Fortunately, they were in double A, and they carried enough points into them to, you know, for them to go compete for the state championship.
And that was the year that Sharon beat Hickory.
Yes, we did.
In the regular season, but Hickory went on to win the state championship, another classification.
Yeah, I like Kevin Round know about that every time I talk to him.
Kevin, the old Hickory quarterback back in today. That's great.
We're talking with Jim Clark, one of the class of 2018. You chose to go to college to play football. I mean, obviously, it wasn't the reason you went to college, but you played football. Was that was your favorite sport of the three, or was that more of just kind of better fit for you?
I loved baseball. I played over in Youngstown in Class B through high school. Getting recruited in baseball was really difficult at the time. Coach Hoffman, who replaced Coach Morocco, you know, he was a Geneva grad, so he had the Geneva coach, and I had the opportunity to play both sports at Geneva. But then when I went down to Ohio Wesleyan, and I just kind of fell in love with the campus. I liked that it had like a big campus atmosphere. It was segregated, really nice athletic facility. And I just decided that, you know, I'm going to go with football because the offense fit me as well. You know, I was not your atypical drop-back quarterback. You know, they ran wing T, a lot of option, a lot of, you know, play action, which fit my style. Long story short, I ended up football is probably what I did really love just because I think I had more opportunities after high school with football.
All right. Now, in the Harrisburg area, you're still doing some coaching of some kids. So as you think about that from your career, what are you bringing to them? Not so much even just the X's and O's, but what are you trying to get to those kids when you're coaching?
Hard work. You know, you go out there and give your all every time you go out there. You know, and teach them respect. You know, you respect your coaches, you respect your teammates, you respect the opposing team. That's more what I do. I mean, I'm an assistant. You know, I coached 10, 11-year-olds in football. And I guess I'm the good cop,
okay, on
the coaching staff. You know, the head coach is the bad cop, and then I kind of the guy that puts my arm around and say, yeah, you know, maybe try it this way.
Yeah, but I like the things that the respect and those things that sometimes we, you know, when we see games today, yeah, that seems to be some of the things that sometimes goes away, to respect your opponent, to respect the officials, even to respect your own coach. Sometimes we've seen some of that, and that's something great to teach the kids.
Yeah, my son's a freshman at Central Dauphin, and he played a game this year against Cumberland Valley, and there was at Cumberland Valley, and it was like 93 degrees out. It was early September, and the gentleman that was announcing the freshman game actually announces all the state championship games. And my son had a tremendous game. He ended up recording like 24 or 25 tackles. And that guy came off out of the press box, sought my son out. Then he came over and asked if I was his father. And I was like, I don't know.
What do you do?
Yeah, right. And he told me, he goes, your son had a tremendous game. He goes, but what I really appreciated about what he did was every time he made a tackle, he helped the other guy up. And that's kind of what we try to preach with all of our children. It's like, you know, you have to respect people. I mean, there's a lot of that loss nowadays, you know, and I think that goes a long way. And there's nothing more important, I said, than when you have somebody like that gentleman who doesn't know you, and that's what he picked out. You know, it's not what you did on the field. It's how you conducted yourself. And to me, that's going to take you farther than anything you ever do on a field.
Jim, who was your role model growing up? Who helped encourage you at that kind of that important age to get you where you're at today?
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was my father. He was like encouraged, pushed, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He was like my biggest fan, but also probably my biggest critic. It was pretty well documented how my family, I've come from a really large family, and even when I went to Ohio Wesleyan, Even a college coach goes, you think your family can go sit in the stands? Because they would just somehow find their way out on the sidelines or in the end zone. And, you know, after the 4 years, they've grown to love them. My mother, we had a great balance. My father was the disciplinarian of the families, where he likes to pride himself. But my mother was always the one we go talk to.
And there's then a good cop and bad cop at home.
Bad cop again, right? And then my oldest sister, Patty, was like my best friend going through high school. She was that person I can go and talk to, you know, when I didn't want to talk to my mom or my dad about things. And mm-hmm. So she was like that person that kind of kept me going sometimes, you know, because she was just encouraging. And, she played volleyball in high school, you know. Like, she was probably the best teammate anybody could ever have. You know, even on her senior night, she never got into the game, but she was always cheering her teammates on. You know, that's the type of person she was. So from that point, you know, my father was the pusher, my mother was the lover, and my sister was the encourager, if you will.
Jim, what was the, as you grew up in Sharon, what was life like for you as a young boy? I know times have changed. I know Mark and I talk about this, where it seems like everybody has to have a uniform on today to practice or play. But back in our day, and even in your day, it was just going out and playing with your friends.
Oh, neighborhood games. Yeah. You know, we would pick up football games. One of a memory I have from being a child is our family was getting dressed to go somewhere, and one of the neighbor kids says, "Hey, we're playing football down in the lot." So I jumped on the back of his bike. We went down there. 25 minutes later, because my father, he pulls up, not happy, you know, not happy at all that, you know, I was, you know, dressed, ready to go, and there I'm out there playing football. It was a long car ride to the event, but that's how it was growing up, right? We, you know, I went to Musser Elementary School. You know, we go up to Musser, and we play pickup games, either baseball or, you know, with the jungle gym, we throw basketballs in there and play those games off of
make
that.
Make up your game, yeah.
Make up games. Yeah. You know, so that was, you know, it wasn't sitting in front of, at that time, an Atari. That's really aging it, right? It wasn't sitting in front of Atari. It was outside playing, you know, till the siren went off. And, it, you know, you knew you had to be home before that siren went off.
To 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
And Sharon, that was it. You graduated from Ohio Wesleyan. I know you have a family. What are you doing today?
I am I'm a father of four. I have a daughter, a junior at Central Dauphin. She's in the guard flag line now. Talk about a full-time job. That's all year round.
Wow.
Our son, I keep saying my son. My wife keeps elbowing me because I was there too. Our son, Paul, he's a freshman in baseball and football. My 11-year-old daughter, Amanda, she's a softball player, and she was in karate. 9-year-old's a softball player, and Sarah, she's in softball and dance. And I am a plant controller for TE Connectivity. TE is one of the largest connector plants companies in the whole world.
And you have your wife as well.
And my wife, Michelle. I'm in trouble now.
Hey, Jim, we really do congratulate you. Glad that you were able to make it back with your family, and we hope you enjoy tonight and remember some of your great days.
Thank you.
What was the worst memory of high school? Was it the Titusville game against Sharon?
That was not a good one. That was not a good one. That was probably the worst because, you know, we were better than they were. And we should never. If we played them 10 times, we would beat them 9 times. Just that one time, you know, they did everything right. You know, Coach Stahl and I were talking, you know, last night. We played 3 deep zone. Eddie Porterfield was on one end, Mike Archie on the other, and I was the safety. And we decided to go man-to-man, and we put Michael on their wide receiver. And they would run a wheel route behind us, and we were lost. And the quarterback connected. I think he looked like Tom Brady out there against us. And they ended up beating us 25-12 or 14 or whatever like that. And that was the toughest loss because we were better than them. And then Reynolds went on to beat them 28-0. 2 weeks earlier, we beat Reynolds 28-0. So, yeah, that was a tough one.
I remember that. And the game was at Sharon High School. The playoff game at Sharon High School.
Well, I wasn't at that one, but nice to bring down the moment and bring Jimmy Clark back into this is your reality. But no, we're talking about the highs today, Jim. As you joined the Mercer County Hall of Fame tonight, an amazing career.
Thank you.
And congratulations,
thank you,
Jim. Congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right,
enjoy your night. So Jimmy Clark, former Sharon Tiger star, able to join us here. Mike Seid is, we are talking to the new inductees in the 2018 Mercer County Hall of Fame.